You are tuned to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, Aiken and Hibbing, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, Park Rapids and Walker, 89.9 in Brainerd, Baxter and Pequot Lakes. You can listen online at kaxe.org. We are authentic local radio in northern Minnesota.
The Great Northern Radio Show is broadcast in front of a live studio audience.
Welcome, everyone. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown. This show travels the back roads of northern Minnesota, sharing stories, comedy, and music about modern life off the beaten path. The Great Northern Radio Show is a production of Northern Community Radio. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, additional support from the IRRRB Arts and Tourism Grant Program, the Blandin Foundation, and the Sheila Holton Memorial Fund. We're broadcasting live from the Pequot Lakes High School Auditorium. Pequot Lakes is a small town a little ways north of Baxter and Brainerd, not far from places like Nisswa, Breezy Point, and Pine River. They call it the Central Lakes of Minnesota, a hot spot for tourists and retirees, as well as entrepreneurs and young artists like the acts in our show. Later on, you'll hear from Last Call, based in Brainerd, a band that plays all over this area. You'll also hear from Hog Rooster, a pair of brothers from up the road in Walker. And of course, one of the best acts on the Minnesota scene tonight, we welcome our old friend Reina Del Cid and her band. But first, let's meet our Great Northern Radio players.
My name is Louisa Skorich, and my favorite thing about Pequot Lakes is the Bobber Tower.
My name is Sarah Breeze, and my favorite thing about Pequot Lakes is the way the hills start to roll as you come into town.
My name is Lauren Nickish, and my favorite thing about Pequot Lakes is the ability to have Great Northern Radio Show performing right in my own backyard, so to speak.
My name is CJ Anderson, and my favorite thing about Pequot Lakes is ordering stuff on the phone. And when they ask me for my address, I say Pequot Lakes, common spelling.
My name is Nancy Waller, and my favorite thing about Pequot Lakes is the Greater Lakes Area Performing Arts that has been enriching our area for over 34 years.
My name is Dave Veets, and my favorite thing about Pequot Lakes, it's only 32 miles from my hometown of Pillager.
Those are the Great Northern Radio players. I'm Aaron Brown, and my favorite thing about Pequot Lakes is bingo at Lucky's, and also the fact that they haven't kicked us out yet. Here's Katie Haug on piano.
It's a modern world and problems are pain. Why not come on a radio train? Escape from problems with the people you know. Tune into the Great Northern Radio Show. Oh, oh, oh. To the Great Northern Radio Show.
You're going to love the music on tonight's show. We begin with one of the hottest acts on the Minnesota scene. Her new album is The Cooling. Here's Reina Del Cid.
To the land.
best that we can do. My poor little Annie, don't mean to do those things to you. And if you don't need me, well, I would split this world in two.
Nadell said, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Wherever you are, you're lucky to be somewhere. We feel pretty lucky to broadcast our show in northern Minnesota. I'm your host, Aaron Brown, here with you in Pequot Lakes. This is the season in northern Minnesota when the roads turn to mud and the windows on the school bus come down. Not this week so much, but recently, the bus windows come down because for 5 months, school buses have been mobile meat lockers. The only two sources of warmth, a tepid heater, two rows up, if you remember from your school days, or maybe the rancid breath of the kids sitting next to you, the rancid, hot, steamy chicken peanut butter breath of that kid. The kid's breath was actually hotter than the heater, so you really had a tough choice. But this week, the kids let the air blow through their hair. They cracked those windows down. I lived in the country as a kid. That meant a long bus ride that could never go fast enough, especially on the way home. There were only two ways you could get home faster. Well, the first was if Bob was driving. Now, Bob looked and acted like a Finnish American Jack Palance. He drove like he was running a blockade, you know, just so if you saw Bob in the driver's seat, that was one thing. But the second way you could get home faster was if some kid who lived down a long dirt road was gone that day. So you'd watch these people climb up into the bus, and if you saw the kid who lives down the long road, you just curse, like, ah, there's the brothers who live down Twisty Lane, or the girl whose very existence forced the school bus to circle your house like a jumbo jet around O'Hare, you know, just going around and around. What I really wanted was a bypass. I wanted a sleek, smooth road that led directly from the school to my house. No stops, no turns, just pure speed. That's what I wanted as a kid. Well, on the run-up to our show tonight, the issue we heard about most was the Highway 371 bypass project. Of course, you can see it going on all around town. Folks are worried what it might do to this little town of Pequot Lakes. What are we giving up for folks to drive just a little faster? It's funny how we're in such a big hurry these days. I don't have to ride the school bus anymore, thank goodness, but I would give anything to just feel that first spring air through a bus window, that feeling where the bus, you can just feel the spring air and feel that freedom that comes in through the window. Those minutes on the bus are a little less important now. You can't bypass time. You can't bypass memories. You can't bypass people. So we're here tonight to show that there's a reason to be here. Pequot Lakes is worth a stop. It was worth it for us. It's been a wonderful town for us as the show has arrived. And this town will be a wonderful place for all of you for years to come.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man, he's another child that's grown old. And if dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I tried, the years just flow by like a broken mountain. And make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. It's just a hard way to go. Now there's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them, the buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. Now how the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? And make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. And make me a poster of an old. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. It's just a hard way to go. Play that harmonica, Tony. That's Tony Lindgren there. Flies from Montgomery. And make me a poster of an old rodeo. And just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. It's just a hard way to go. Dreams were lightning and thunder were desire. This old house would have burnt down a long time ago.
Raina Del Cid, one of my favorite songs from John Prine, Angel from Montgomery. Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. Every town we visit has some kind of special annual event. It's the hallmark of a small town. Ely has, of course, the Blueberry Festival. Mountain Iron has Merit Days. Grand Rapids has Tall Timber Days, so on. Here in Pequot Lakes, we have Beanhole Days. And the festival's name could not be more literal. Every July since 1938, organizers mix a special baked bean recipe in giant vats. Once the baking process is underway, they lower the beans into a hole in the ground and bury them overnight. The underground simmering gives the beans a distinct, one-of-a-kind flavor. The next day, they dig up the beans and the whole town eats the beans. That's what it is.
Not a lot to do around here.
We're joined now by royalty, ladies and gentlemen, the reigning king and queen of Pequot Lakes Beanhole Days, Dawn and Barb Merritt. So, first of all, Dawn and Barb, describe what you're wearing for the folks at home. This is not clothing that common people would have access to.
No, it isn't. You can see by the bean scepter Don has and our finest burlap sacks we are wearing. These things would only be made for the king and queen of Beanhole Days.
Absolutely.
So how do you become Beanhole King and Queen? How does that happen?
Well, we've been around a long time. We've got a jewelry store, Merritt Jewelers, right down the street here in Pequot, and we've been there since 1984 now.
So they had to pick us.
Well, it's funny to say, how do you handle a lot of the fun aspects of Beanhole Days? What do you think of that?
Well, it is pretty silly. A lot of people wanted their pictures taken with the king and queen because they couldn't believe there really was a king and queen of Beanhole Days. But the silliness is really Don's thing. He's really a gas.
That's not the way we practice.
So tell me, what's your favorite Beanhole Day memory?
Well, I'll tell you what. Every Beanhole Day is really memorable, but I wrote a little poem to kind of maybe sum up my favorite Beanhole Days. It's summertime in Pequot, the beans are in their hole. People lined up by the hundreds to get themselves a bowl. All the folks in Pequot are having so much fun. All Beanhole Days are special, but the best that's ever been is when I was crowned Beanhole King and Barb, my lovely queen.
So tell me, one last question. Tell me, what's your favorite thing about Pequot Lakes?
You know, we have been in this wonderful community for 34 years, and I must just say, it's a most wonderful small town in the Brainerd Lakes area. I can't say more than enough about it. We love it here.
We do.
All right. Well, that's Dawn and Barb Merritt, the Beanhole King and Queen. Their reign will last, well, forever. But officially, there will be another Beanhole Days in 2016, July 12th and 13th at Trailside Park right here in Pequot Lakes. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road. Love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
You're listening to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Pequot Lakes, Minnesota, the heart of central Minnesota's lake country. One of the biggest stories, as we just talked about, is the Highway 371 Bypass Project. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is expanding this road to four lanes, placing the new highway just to the east of Pequot Lakes instead of running right through town the way it always has. So these kind of projects are always controversial. Some see the new road as progress. Others fear what might happen to the town when traffic zips by along the edge of city limits. In my mom's hometown of Keewatin, the 1968 bypass of the town remained an election year issue well into the 21st century. Three generations of people have complained about it. Despite the hot tempers, what do we really know about how these projects happen. Well, let's look inside the bullpen of the Highway 371 bypass.
So this is how it's gonna be, see? We need to convince the public that this Highway 371 bypass is the bee's knees.
Well, how are we gonna do that, Bulldog? We're just a bunch of tough luck engineers trying to save our asphalt.
And what a lovely asphalt it is, hot stuff.
This is big time, Bulldog. Tiny over there has been going through the mail all day. Read him one of those letters, Tiny.
Dear sirs.
And madam.
How dare you reroute Highway 371? I'd like to punch you right in the blahs.
It's a good thing Tiny can't read.
Listen, see, we gotta move four lanes of rumbling buckets around Pequot Lakes, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, Howard, we're in a jam. If we botch this gig, we won't have a sawbuck to our names. We need ideas.
How about a song?
A song? Don't be a boob, Tiny.
Well, you don't be such a Bruno, Bulldog. Tiny might be onto something. Folks hear a snappy song about the new bypass, they might change their tune. No pun intended.
None taken.
Hi there.
Hi, Jennifer.
Say, I was just crunching some numbers on the bypass, and it looks like we might need to run some new estimates on the underlayment. I was looking over your work on section 5233. Yeah, you have a 15-degree turn there and 2% grade. It's actually more like a 4% grade. So could you check on how that might impact the material costs?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks.
See, that broad got right behind the eight ball. So, you want a song? Hey, all right. Hot stuff? Go tinkle the ivories over there on that piano. Here's how I seize it. We open up with a bright little tune. Highway 371 is the very best road, almost done. Driving four lanes under the sun. You just can't have any more fun. See, easy. What do you got, Tiny?
Oh, I got something. Road. Road. Road.
That's enough, you mug. We already got it worked out. Hot stuff? Give me something in 3/4 time. Highway 371.
Road.
Is the very best road. Almost
road.
Done. Driving four lanes
road.
Under the sun. Just can't be any more fun.
Road.
You call that a song? Play that on the radio and people are going to go back to horse and buggy.
I can't it, hot stuff. This is the best we got. Besides, this lunkhead was off.
I was counting to five.
That's not how it works, you overgrown palooka.
Jeez it, fellas. We got company.
Just a moment. Play it cool, everybody.
Hi again. Am I hearing a piano?
Oh, just had the radio on. Cool 98. Not too hard, not too soft. It got a little crazy, though, so I turned it off.
I see. Well, you have a very important job. We need the Highway 371 bypass to be ready on time. So if you want to listen to music, go right ahead. I'll look for your report by 3.
Sounds great. Hear that, gang? She likes her song.
Yay.
I gotta hand it to you, Bulldog. You sure know how to make a lady purr.
My pleasure, hot stuff. This Highway 371 bypass is gonna be our masterpiece. If only there was some kind of fancy new band to play us out. Here's Last Call.
She says, how come I feel like I've been living on the outside? I tell her I can sympathize, feel like a monster. But they wanna take out my tongue and wave it like a flag. She says, wait another day. Well, the flood you feel is just a phase, and I promise you, if you can wait another day, I'll help you find. Much to be learned, a story to be heard, a steady shoulder. She's strong and warm and ready. Work gets colder, she couldn't even pay it any mind. She knows it isn't worth her time.
An exciting young band. They play on Breezy Point all around this area. You can look for them this summer on places on the lake all over this place. So, hey, cities are defined by their towers. Paris has the Eiffel Tower, Chicago the Sears Willis Tower, Minneapolis the Fauché Tower. When a contest to restyle the boring blue ball in the center of Pequot Lakes was held in 1994, the Paul Bunyan's Bobber design was the winner. Today, even though no longer used for water, the red and white tower with the red button on top stands in the middle of town as a conversation piece and tourist attraction to visitors from all over the world. Who needs the Tower of London when you can visit Pequot Lakes? The Bobber Tower, yes, please applaud. Please clap. Yeah. Oh. The Bobber Tower is not the tallest structure in town, however. The Arvig Telephone Company, now TDS, built a 400-foot tower with a flashing white light at the tip, the shadow of which sweeps across Pequot Lakes each day like the hour hand of an enormous clock. Today is a big day in Pequot Lakes, almost as big as the day the baked beans come out of the ground at Trailside Park. It's Tower Bulb Replacement Day.
We now go live at the TDS Tower outside Pequot Lakes.
Well, hiya, boss. What's up?
Sven, do you know how many Swedes it takes to change a light bulb?
No, boss, that there's a hard one.
One is right, and you're what's up. The light at the top of the tower is burned out, and I need someone brave and, well, like you, to climb up there and change it.
Gee.
You're not afraid of heights, are you?
I know, but I get a little nervous about winds.
Are you an acrophobiac?
No, I'm a Lutheran, you know.
Good. Well, here's your safety harness and fall restraint system. That's a backpack with everything you'll need. Spare bulb, wrench, screwdriver, walkie-talkie, wrist altimeter, and, oh, this. It's a long trip. You'll need a snack.
Well, what you got?
A thermos of coffee from Lake's Latte and a sandwich. Your favorite.
Lutefisk?
You bet. And here's a safety helmet with a GoPro camera on top so we can watch your progress.
Oh, boy, Sven is suiting up now and heading out to the tower soon. We'll check back in a few minutes. We're now joined on stage by a fantastic young duo from the Walker area, a pair of brothers, Jacob and Owen Mann. Here's Hog Rooster.
Oh, this won't be my first time around. Certain won't be my first time around. I've been here before, I put my foot down on this ground. Said this won't be my first time around. And tell my mom I'll be home soon. Oh, tell my mom I'll be home soon. Oh, I'll be home and I'm gonna give, I will get together, sing a tune. Tell my mom I'll be home soon. And I won't need a light nor a compass. Said I won't need a light. Oh, and it gets dark, I don't know the paranoia. Cut a wampus, I said I won't need a light nor a compass. And it won't be too short nor too long. Said it won't be too short and it won't be too long. It'll be a split second down, down a second of song. I said it won't be too short nor too long. Second, it won't be a shirt no more. It won't be too long. I said, this won't be my first time around. Oh, this won't be my first time around. Said, this won't be my first time around. Oh, I've been here before. I put my foot down on this ground. Oh, this won't be my first time around. Oh, this won't be my first time around. I've been here before, I put my foot down on this ground. And said this won't be my first time around.
Thanks, guys. That's Hog Rooster. We'll be back later. We return you now to the TDS Tower in Pequot Lakes, Minnesota, where we're watching Sven change a light bulb. Trust me, this is as exciting as it gets some days.
Rocky?
This is Bullwinkle. Come in.
Yeah, I hear you, boss.
What's your altitude?
Well, I'm pretty optimistic about this.
Altitude!
Well, I'm...
How high are you?
Well, I'm stone cold sober, boss.
What does your wrist altimeter read?
Well, let me see. I got 212 feet.
Okay, you're over halfway there. How's the tower looking?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty solid, you know, but there's something here kind of funny. It looks kind of like a big bird's nest.
A bird's nest?
Yeah, big one. Uh-oh, it's got a bird in it, too. It looks patriotic.
An eagle.
Yeah, I think so. He's snapping at me. I think he's hungry. What do eagles eat?
Roadkill. And fish.
Oh, there, can I get it? Hey, wait just a minute. I got a sandwich.
Lutefisk.
Here you go, Mr. Eagle. Nice fishy sandwich. He's looking at it. He's taking a bite. He spit it out. He's flying away. I don't get it, boss. They eat roadkill, but they won't eat lutefisk.
I feel the same way, Sven. But they are federally protected, so we don't want to make them sick.
Yeah, that would be illegal.
You crack me up, Sven. Speaking of up, that bulb isn't going to change itself.
Yeah, I'm almost there. Boy, it's pretty from way up here. I can see everything in town. There's the bank, and there's the Bobber Tower, and there's the $2 stores. That reminds me, I got a niece getting married next month. I better go check there for her bridal registry.
Okay, stay focused, Sven. It looks like you're there.
Yeah, I'm taking out the old bulb and putting it in. Hey, this ain't the same kind of bulb.
That's right, Sven. The new one is an LED bulb, and it won't burn out for a century. The tower will be long gone by then.
But the bulb will still be there. That's kind of creepy, boss. You know, this is a good time for a lunch break, but that bird slashed all over my sandwich.
Come on down, Sven. I'll buy lutefisk for you, and for me, I'll try the roadkill.
There you go, folks. It just goes to show that if you have trust in COD, COD will save you. I've lost the crowd. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. Let's try something popular. Here's Reina Del Cid.
Here's a little Midwest love song for you guys. I took a fall, I took a bad fall. I fell so hard, I shook the ground. Felt the rumbling of oceans. I stopped the world from spinning round. Truth is, I fall again every morning when I see you now. I have no use for lots of money. Don't need no mansion in the hills. Just so the river ain't too muddy, we can drink and get our fill. Just want you and me in sweet simplicity, making love whenever we feel. Now I will walk across Wisconsin with just the compass in the sky. Makes you coffee in the morning when you rise. If you are sleeping late, well, then I try to wait till you open your eyes to kiss you. Sing along, ah, ah. while the sun sinks out of you. Won't ever want to go back if I hold you close. Against the coming night, it seems to feel alright. And oh, I hope you know I will be falling for the rest of my life.
To bring it all to spunky religion, or rather, I say to break it down like with stomach acid. And how about we draw past the law eyes? We shout with the singer. And dance to fill the space. Ace, ace, ace. So break it down like with stomach gas. Break it down like a demolition squad and bring it up. You funky dirty dove. About we draw past the law we shout with the singers and dance to fill the space. Ace, ace, ace.
How about we draw past the law, E-R-E-R?
eins. We shout with the singers and dance to fill the space. Ace, ace, ace.
Hogwister. Before that, Raina Del Cid. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are live in Pequot Lakes. April is National Poetry Month. The North Woods of Minnesota are teeming with poets. Some of them are lumberjacks, some are miners. Some of them actually write their poems down and come to town to read them time to time. And the latter describes our next guest, Doris Stengel, who joins us today. Hi, Doris.
Hi.
Doris, I heard you had a big breakfast today. I heard you're still full.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian frukost. So I'm up to here and in herring and pickled beets and, yeah.
What else is in that breakfast?
There's the menu is so extensive, I really couldn't name it all here.
a lot of good stuff. Well, Doris, you recently won Five Wings Arts Council, the Master Artist Award. That's in conjunction with the McKnight Foundation. That's a big honor.
It really was.
Right there in Brainerd, yes. So tell us, what's your approach to poetry? What do you like to do?
Eclectic. I write about a lot of different things and a lot of different styles, and I've written for so many years that I've about exhausted all those, so I thought it was a good time to give me an award before I ran out of material.
That's always the best time. Yeah. Well, Doris, share one of your poems with us,
okay,
if you would.
This is the one I get most requested when I go out to read. I think it has something to do with my age. Planting tulips with Tom Cruise. He is shorter than I expected. The big screen tells lies in many ways, but the smile is as advertised. 1,000 watts of teeth. I kneel at his feet. My garden gloves claw the soil. He drives a spade into the bed. The bulbs lie near my elbow. I must place them into the 10-inch deep holes. In my nervousness, I keep forgetting which end is up. Tom smiles encouragingly, which flusters me more. Here he is. Top gun, grounded in my yard. I want to ask about his wife, about the Italian wedding. I want to say something witty. My lips refuse to move. His jaw, square as a box office, shades my head. He opens another dark cave. I drop in another bulb. Slower, slower, I want to cry. Don't hurry. Stay longer. The bulbs have all been planted. He turns to leave, those broad shoulders departing, the cocky walk taking him away. I cry out, tulips, tulips, two lips.
I think we all need a cigarette, Doris. that was good. But you do all kinds of material, different kinds of work in your poetry as well. What's something else you have?
Well, this next poem grew out of the fact that my father used to tell me that during the Depression, the farmers out in North Dakota put their money in glass jars and buried it because the banks had failed. And not too many years ago, they were leveling off a farm place, and they came across jars with money in. So that put this little fictional story in my mind. What would have those jars be spent on? A jar of coins. The money ran out in the second semester. Her tuition paid, dormitory as well, but not her meals, her paper and ink. She remembers the painful sight of her father digging up the jar. He did not know she saw him slowly count out the money, coin by coin, with thick, chapped fingers, mumbling numbers, shaking his head. Next day, he drove her to the small teacher's college. He carried the one heavy suitcase, pulled out a leather punch, pressed it into her hand. "For the things you need," he said in his Norwegian up-tilted voice. No hug, no kiss. He left. Now there were no more coins, nowhere to get any. She walked past the sign twice, a lettered notice in a dusty window, wanted artists' models. She understood what was wanted. Her body, naked, exposed to art students, women and men. Her heart thundered. Her hands grew clammy. On the third day, she went in. When the sheet fell away, her mind painted Papa's wheat field in rolling waves of ochre gold. With greens, she painted Mama's garden, fat cabbage, ferny carrot tops, Mother's dark shadow hoeing, shoulders aching like her own. Papa was standing on the platform the day the train brought her home. She pressed her teacher's certificate into his hard hand. He held it. She knew he couldn't read. He looked anxiously into her eyes. "You had enough?" "Oh, yes, Papa. You gave me everything I needed."
So April is National Poetry Month. Support your local poet or become one yourself. Thank you, Doris Stengel, for being with us tonight. Well, we've got Last Call over there. They're going to sing another song for us to end our first hour. But first, we've got Katie Wigg up there at the microphone. Katie, this is your new band.
This is my new band.
The new band that has formed. And Katie has been with us before on her own. But yeah. You've formed this really interesting, great band. So tell us
a little bit about it. Thank you so much. For a long time, I was working kind of by myself or with like various musical partners, like accompanists, that sort of thing. But I was really searching for the right people to really create something new with. And I was just hoping every single day that I would find people who I could write music with and who we could create something really special together. And these guys just came out of the blue. I've got Nick Schwen here on cajon, Duncan Vinge on rhythm guitar, and then Mitch Gerard on lead guitar. And these guys are just phenomenal musicians and wonderful people, and I'm just so grateful.
And you're all from Brainerd.
We are all from Brainerd. Brainerd High graduates. We'd like to thank Chris Fogdrud, Brainerd High band director.
they're doing good. They're doing good. So great. Well, you got another song for us.
We do, yeah.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
You should run from me.